Fairbanks area residents will have the option to recycle their trash. Local businessman Bernie Carl is expanding an industrial recycling operation to take household garbage from the public. He says he's opening a warehouse at his K&K recycling business in North Pole later this year to accept trash.
Putting in a 60 by 100 recycling center, by the end of the year, we will be recycling glass, paper, cardboard, plastics, electronics. One-stop shop to recycle everything. You'll be able to drive right inside, honk your horn. The door will open up. You come in, and you sort of separate yourself.
Carl says he'll make use of everything that's dropped off. He says some items will be baled and shipped to lower 48 markets, but most will be recycled on site.
All the glass will be ground for pathways, roads, and for hydroponic growing. All the plastics will be baled And we hope to put an injection molding plant in here. Everything has a purpose and has a use.
Carl says all cardboard, paper, and wood waste will be used to fuel a biomass generator at the facility. Carl has an agreement with Golden Valley Electric to sell power to utility for less than avoided cost, a local first for an alternative energy project. The biomass generator is being developed in partnership with United Technologies, the same company that built the world's first low-temperature geothermal generator at Carl's Chena Hot Springs Resort. The biomass power plant, which can also burn locally cultivated willows, has state and federal backing to demonstrate a unit that could work in rural Alaska. Carl says the generator is the centerpiece of a sustainable system that incorporates hydroponic greenhouses fed by exhaust from power generation.
I believe that every village in Alaska can be self-sufficient in 10 years if they so desire, for all their energy needs, for all their food, for all their fuel in 10 years, if they want to be.
Carl says the biomass facility will be the world's first power plant to run without a smokestack. He says CO2 will be pumped into greenhouses to grow vegetables, while other emissions will be filtered out and recycled through bioremediation and other on-site processes.